When I first started out as a corrections officer, I was told to keep an eye out for the bad ones, or the influences. As a woman, it was easy to get trapped, to get caught up in the life of a criminal. But at 25, I thought I had my head on straight. I thought I had everything under control. And it stayed that way for 2 years. I kept my head down, did my job, and kept those criminals in line. That was until Vince Trevito came into my life. He was booked for assault and possession of a deadly weapon. He's also known to be in a gang. I got transferred to the night shift, which meant I saw him every minute, every second. And I don't know, there was just something about this man that drew me in. Vince has this smirk, a smile that calls to me, a sweet and dangerous one, just on the edge of trouble. And then the tattoos. They are different. I've seen tattoos over the years, but on him, they look good. They look fucking sexy. Vince is the solid build of a guy who frequents the gym and can pick me up with one hand. I'm a relatively big girl, so I know what I'm saying. He has a deep tan and a look my mom warned me about. Like the bad boy in high school. The kind that gets you in trouble and disappears when you're stuck in a rut. But every night, when I do my rounds, Vince is standing at the bars, looking at me. I'll stop, take one good look at him, and he'll smile. Just like I always imagined.
"I'm getting out tomorrow,"
he says, and it takes me by surprise. Guys like him didn't just walk out, they stay in or get transferred to the worst of the worst. So that means either he has a damn good lawyer, or the guy he works for has high people in their pocket.
"I guess that's a good thing," I say.
"Are you gonna miss me?"
I shake my head. I'm not even supposed to be talking to him. And yet, here I am.
"I'm gonna miss those thick thighs of yours. And those beautiful lips."
"I can't say the same about you."
"Oh, come on. There's gotta be something you'll miss."
"I don't even know you."
"You know me enough to stop and talk to me tonight."
I didn't respond. Just stare down the hallway where I should have been moments ago.
"Don't worry, babe. I'll find you."
That stops me cold.
"Find me?"
He winks.
"Go on. Don't give them the wrong idea."
Then he turns around and heads back to his bed.
"Good night, sweet thing."
At first, I don't think anything of what Vince said. After all, he's just a criminal with a good lawyer. But when I come back the next day, he's gone. Just like he said. I get off my shift that morning, and as I'm driving home, my phone rings. It's an unidentified number, but I answer anyway. It could be my brother. He's always had a thing for burner phones.
"Yes?"
I answer.
"Hello, sweet thing."
A chill runs through my spine at the sound of his voice.
"How did you get my number?"
"It's quite easy. Missed me?"
I hang up. My heart's racing, and I have to pull off to the side of the road. I've done it. I've finally done the exact thing I swore I'd never do when I started this job. I played with the devils, and now they want me. I take a breath, then another. By the time I'm home, I'm staring at my phone, thinking maybe he'll call back. But he doesn't. Not that night. Not the next. Not even the one after that. But 5 days later. I'm on my way to my mom's house for the weekend when my phone rings again. It's a different number, but I answer.
"Are you gonna hang up on me now?"
"That depends."
"What? You don't wanna talk to me?"
"How did you get my number?"
"It's not that hard, actually. Are you scared?"
"No."
"Good."
"Should I be scared?"
"I don't know. Maybe you should tell me."
"What do you want from me?"
"I want to see you."
"That's going to be impossible."
"Make it possible, sweet cake. Or do I have to come find you myself?"
I go quiet. I'm parked outside my mom's house. A glance up tells me she's standing on the porch, probably wondering why I'm still in the car. She'll be walking over any minute now.
Listen,
I say to Vince.
I'm busy right now. I can't talk.
So, you want a rain check?
No, I need you to stop calling me.
I don't think I can do that.
Then try.
I hang up and step out of my car. I don't know why, but this thing between us, this banter, feels good. It's edgy, dangerous. But I'm playing. I'm literally playing at the devil's door. Because why the hell do I want this so badly? Am I really that bored with my life that I'd consider a rendezvous with a criminal? I fix my dress, close the car door, and smile as I walk up the cobblestone path toward my mom and her sister.
What were you doing in the car so long?
Mom asks.
I was on a phone call, work thing, sorry.
That's all right.
My phone buzzes again. I ignore it.
Well, you can answer it.
No, I'm fine.
But I'm not. I'm itching to answer it. Itching to hear that deep, wicked voice. This man has me in a chokehold, and I don't know why. The day is almost over, and not once has Vince called me back. I've been on edge the entire evening because of that. Because I want him to. But he doesn't. And now I'm a wreck. I leave my mom's place and drive home, thinking maybe, just maybe, he'll know I'm home. But still, nothing. I wait another week, an entire week. And when he finally calls, I answer without hesitation.
Someone's quick to answer.
He says,
I thought it was my mom.
He laughs, deep and unfiltered. And damn it, I smile. It's good to know I can make him laugh.
Your mom. So you do have a mom.
Instant regret. Shouldn't have said that.
It's okay.
He murmurs.
You don't have to lie. Your secret's safe with me.
What secret?
Nothing. So, are you ready for me to see you?
No.
Then I guess I'll have to come to you.
You don't know where I live.
The moment it leaves my mouth, he recites my address like he's known it his whole life. Like it's his own damn nursery rhyme. I suck in a sharp breath.
How did you know that?
I told you. It's easy to know things.
Have you been watching me?
Do you want me to watch you?
I stay quiet.
I guess you do.
I never answered you.
Would it turn you on to know I'm watching?
Again, I'm silent, because the idea crawls over my skin and burns down through my veins. I hate it, and I fucking want it.
You're liking this, aren't you?
I don't know who you are. I'm not going to trust a criminal and a stranger.
Then don't trust me, Angela.
Now he knows my name. I've never given him my name. Shit.
So, you got a boyfriend?
Yes.
I answer too quickly. He tisks his tongue.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Because the entire time I've been watching, not once have you had a guy over.
Silence. This is spiraling. He knows too much. This should be the end of the call. This is the point where I should run. I should alert the police. And yet, I stay.
So, do you want to fuck?
I swallow a lump in my throat.
Excuse me?
When last have you been fucked?
That's none of your concern.
It is now.
What do you want from me?
There's silence for some seconds, but then he says,
I want us to become friends. Close friends.
Sorry, I don't acquaint with criminals.
That's a shame. I really wanted to get to know you.
Do you always try to bang your corrections officer?
Not when they don't look like you.
Don't you have things to do, like gang shit?
He laughs.
I want to see you, Angie.
And I don't.
So you want me to stop calling you?
I say nothing.
Is that a yes?
Still nothing.
Are you always this mum when people ask you questions?
What do you want, Vince?
I already told you. I want to see you.
I could lose my job just speaking with you.
You won't. Trust me.
It's hard to trust a guy I barely know.
Don't you trust your boss to pay you at the end of the month, even though you don't know them? Okay.
He says.
Let's make it a bit easier. How about we video chat? You get to see me, I get to see you, and I'm the only one doing the things around here.
What things?
You'll see.
I don't have a laptop.
That's not a problem, sweetheart. Tomorrow. We'll do it then, okay?
I'm confused. Do what?
You'll see. Don't worry. I've got you.
I still don't say anything. I feel like every word is digging me deeper. Like if I speak, I'll cross the point of no return.
All right. If you don't want to say anything, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I hang up. I barely sleep. I wake up the morning and I'm a fucking wreck. Not even 3 cups of coffee are calming my nerves. I may not even make it through my shift tonight. I sit on my couch, waiting for his call like some addicted idiot. I don't know this man, but he has me wrapped around his damn finger. It's 11 a.m. My phone rings. I saved his name as Diablo, because that's who he is, the devil himself. I shouldn't answer, but I do.
Hi, sweet cakes.
What do you want?
Feisty, I've got a gift for you. In less than 30 seconds. 20, actually. You'll hear a knock at your door. No one will be there. But you can collect your gift.
I shoot to my feet and rush to the door, checking the peephole. No one's there. But I hear footsteps. Quick, fading. I open the door, and down the hallway, a guy disappears around the corner. I look down. A decent-sized box sits at my feet, wrapped in shiny purple paper.
Did you get it?
I did.
Good. Now open it.
I head back to my couch, tear it open, and freeze. It's a laptop. I stare at it like it's glowing, like it's illegal. And maybe it is. Suppose it's stolen. What if I just received stolen goods?
Where did you get this from?
An electronics store.
He says, like it's no big deal.
Load it up. There's an app on the desktop, right below the recycling bin. Click it.
I open the laptop and boot it up. Just like he said, the app is there. I click it.
Select login.
I do. The camera flicks on automatically, and suddenly, I'm calling him. Or someone. My gut twists.
Are you still there?
Yes,
I say, holding the phone taut to my ear.
Good. You're calling to have a video conversation. When I answer, you'll see me. It's up to you if you want me to see you. You can turn off your video or leave it on. It's your choice. Just mute it and keep the call rolling for me.
I swallow.
Okay.
What are you doing right now?
Sitting on my couch.
You comfortable?
I think so.
Good.
He answers the video call. He's lying in bed, propped up against white fluffy pillows. His sheets are perfectly tucked, thick and clean, like some luxury hotel. The room is softly lit. Gray walls, padded headboard, serene. But it's him I can't stop looking at. Tattoos everywhere. Teardrops under his eyes. The number 51 on his cheek. Skulls inked into his neck. Stitched symbols around his lips. He's all danger. And I'm completely drawn to him, There's movement in the background. Then the laptop lowers onto the bed. Vince steps away from the screen for a second, out of frame.
"Want to hang up the phone?"
he says.
"You can always just listen to the audio."
"No. I prefer to keep it on."
"You sure? Isn't this your work phone?"
"All the more reason to keep it safe from you."
He laughs.
"Okay. But I think you'll change your mind soon."
The camera shifts again, and Vince comes back into frame, shirtless, wearing only navy blue boxers. He runs his hand across his lower stomach, then slowly up over his chest. He's built like a brick, and before I can even process what's happening, he drops his pants. My breath catches. I'm frozen, staring at the screen without even blinking.
"Like what you see?"
he asks, tapping one side of his earpiece. I don't answer. Instead, I switch off my camera. He laughs low and rough.
"A little shy, aren't you?"
I still don't say anything. Then he shifts his weight, moving one hand over his length, slow and deliberate. I can hear him breathing, heavy, controlled, turned on. He's hard, fully erect, and I hate how much I'm liking what I see.
"This is what you do to me, Anji."
He breathes. I don't respond, but he can hear my breath. I know he can.
"You watching? I'll stop if you don't answer."
"Yes,"
I say quietly.
"Good girl."
He turns to the side and shows me everything. His full length, his profile, the tightness in his butt cheeks. It's been a long time since I've seen a man like this. Raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic.
"Is this good enough for you?"
"Yes."
He smirks and rubs his thumb over the tip, slow and purposeful, showing me how wet he is. Then he shifts again, cock slapping lightly against his thigh with every sway of his hips, taunting me.
"All of this could be for you, but you don't want to see me."
The screen zooms out slightly, and I realize I'm rubbing my own tits, squeezing my thighs under the laptop. Good God.
"And since you don't want it,"
he continues,
"then someone else shall have it."
That's when she appears. A woman. Long black hair, naked. Slim body. Nothing like me. Vince tosses her onto the bed and she yelps playfully. He slaps her ass.
"This could be you,"
he says, climbing behind her.
"But you love playing games."
He spits in his hand and strokes his cock. Annoyance rises. Jealousy too. And something else. Rage.
"Watch this."
The moment he plunges inside her, I hang up. Fuck him, and fuck her too.